Random thoughts. So, I'm a person who likes to think. I think a lot of us are like that, and we might seclude ourselves or on our commute to school or work or wherever. We just happen to think about different things, random, thoughtful, very profound, interesting, deep things. For me, I go from two extremes. I go from very deep and mind-boggling to mind-boggling, but absolutely absurd. And it's something that I've come to accept about myself, how I can go from two extremes. I can go from absolutely composed, calm, and mellow to a person who is the complete opposite, who is very outgoing and loud and funny and just playful. And I like that. I like that about myself because I feel like being either or would kind of hold me back. It makes it easier for me to be able to connect with different people. Having the ability to go from very serious to the complete opposite, which would be just jokes, just complete jokes. So I guess the topic would be personality and the things that I've picked up on other people and their personalities. For myself, as I was saying, I am a person who can go from two extremes. It's quite a contrast. Especially those are on polar ends of the spectrum. But I enjoy getting to know different personalities because it's very, very interesting. And what I find the most interesting about getting to know a new person is their behaviors, their tone of voice, the spark in their eyes, and of course, their aura, the energy that they give off. And that's something that we all are able to pick up on because we're drawn to certain people and we're repelled by other people. And for me, it's quite difficult to be repelled. And even if I were to be repelled, I would try my best to find a way to get past that and try and understand why am I being repelled? Is it a me thing or is it them? Because it's not always the energy that the other person's giving off, but our reaction to their energy. So we might feel insecure about ourselves in the moment, and a person who's quite confident and self-aware and is easily able to be in their skin would repel us because it's the complete opposite of how we feel. So I will first analyze why it is that I'm being repelled by this person. And if it isn't a me thing, then that's what makes it really interesting when I'm like, there is something here. Maybe I've never encountered a person like this. Maybe this person has something to hide. Maybe this person doesn't have something to hide. And it's just how they are and how they are just blatant about it and open about who they are. So, I guess going off on that, seeing a person who can blatantly, openly, authentically be themselves in today's world is something which I can appreciate because I feel that everyone is insecure. Insecure in that there is fabrication when it comes to who they are, their word choices, their clothing choices, the way they speak, the way they look, so the way they present themselves, their hand gestures, their even just the slang they use, it's all a fabrication. And that's not something bad, that's how humans are. We're social beings, and we're not just, well, I guess there's a whole nature versus nurture debate, and I guess as it stands now, we are products of not only our nature but also our nurture, so what we're surrounded by. But I think what I'm speaking on is to go a step further and say that people will go out of their way, will put that effort. It doesn't come naturally, because when I think of nature versus nurture and the nurture part of that, it just comes naturally. But people do it very self-aware, knowing that this way that they present themselves will paint them in a certain picture. And so they're insecure in that if they were something else, maybe what they truly are, they wouldn't be accepted. So being able to see a person who is not fabricated, not intentionally fabricated, and is self-aware, because self-awareness is key. A lot of us are not self-aware, and we don't know where we stand, why we do things, what we're doing, how it impacts others, how it impacts ourselves. So self-awareness usually makes a person more fabricated, if that makes sense. Like, the more you know of yourself, the more you want to fix certain things, and the more you're aware of what others are accepting of, and so you navigate that and kind of manipulate the way people see you. But a person who is self-aware and is able to just say, okay, I'm just gonna do, say, be whatever I am, that is something that I can hold to a high regard. So, continuing on this whole s talk on personality, what do I think of when I see someone who is quiet? Well, the people in this world, the people I've met in this world who are quiet, are usually the ones who I want to look out for. Because I think it's something I value a lot, because I'm not a person who's very quiet. There are times where I'm quiet and I don't say anything, but for the most part, I'm a person who's very, very, I wouldn't say outspoken, but a person who's not afraid to speak, and a person who likes to say everything. I purge all my thoughts, emotions, and my realizations. And I don't think it's completely bad, but I wish I could refrain, kind of hold back some of the things that I know. Because if you give it all out, then there's nothing that a person wants to know more about. Mystery is a beautiful thing, I believe, especially because I don't hold that, or at least I don't perceive myself to be mysterious. I am, now that I think about it, I am quite mysterious in my own ways, but I could be more mysterious. There is a lot that I hold back. There, yeah, I know a lot of things which I've never told anyone. So I went off on a tangent, but a person who doesn't say much is, in my opinion, very deep, and they have a lot of knowledge. I've met people who are quiet, who know absolutely nothing, but for the most part, a person who doesn't say much, I really respect them, because they could say a lot, but they keep it to themselves, which adds an air of mystery around them, which makes people gravitate towards them, makes people want to hear what they have to say. Because once in a while, they'll say one thing or do one thing, and It's very interesting, very intelligent, very, very enticing, and then that's it. That's all you have to work with. And people are usually drawn to those kind of people. They want to know more, they want to kind of unravel that and understand where that came from, what experiences that person went through. And I think it's interesting, and I'm more aware and more cautious of those people because a person who's underestimated will always rise above what you expect. But a person who talks a lot, for me example, might paint themselves in a way that you think that their abilities are so much better than they actually are. And so when it comes down to it, the person who refrained from saying what they're able to do will always fly above what you expected them to do. And the person who said that they're able to do something will somehow, even if they came to that expectation, even if they said that they were they said they're gonna do something and they did it, somehow it's always gonna seem less anticlimactic and not as awe-striking. So I guess the reason I'd say that a person who's quiet is quite knowledgeable is because if you were to speak on someone who is, let's say, mid-20s, 30s, and above, we've all been through a lot of experiences. We've lived on this earth, and we're at an age in technology where we have access to so many different scopes of things, different ideas, different opinions, different technologies, different information, facts. And so we all are equal on the playing field of accessing knowledge. And so a person who doesn't say or give off the type of knowledge which they have acquired is it's quite it's puzzling because you know that they have some kind of knowledge. It's a given. Maybe 50 years ago, my opinion wouldn't stand here, but now, speaking now, you really got to be aware of the fact that we all have access to information, and we all acquire different types. So some people might be interested in one thing. For example, you're very into geography or animals, or you are interested in pop culture or coding or psychology, sociology, politics, different things, but there's so many things out there, and we're given so many places to access it. And so, being human beings, we do like to indulge in our interests. And a person who doesn't say their interests or speak much on their interests, you just want to open that door, that library of knowledge which they have, which they don't want to show you. It's something which I find so frustrating. But yeah, that's what I think of people with more quiet and timid personalities. People who are outspoken, on the other hand, are people who, in my opinion, are in a way damaged. Or people who are healing from damage, or people who are actually trying to hide something or trying to deal with something. I guess what I said about damaged, we're all damaged. People who are quiet are also damaged. People who are moderate, they're not too quiet, but they're also not completely closed off. They could be damaged. But I feel like when a person is very, very outspoken, a person who is very, very loud. And I guess, okay, so everything I'm saying as of now is it's quite anecdotal. It's just my observations and my experiences, but I'm thinking of particular people I know. But there are people who are outspoken, very loud, and it seems like all that noise that they project out into the world is there to mask, to overpower the truth, the emotions that they feel, the fears. It's there to keep them in control in a way, to control and to steer where the conversation is going, where the group is going. If it's a group situation and they're speaking with a group of people and they're just the loudest one, and they're the one kind of over, talking over others. It seems like a ploy to steer the conversation in a direction which they feel comfort in. Or it's so that the topics which are being spoken on complement or are something which they feel comfortable speaking on. The moment they give the steering wheel to somebody else and take a step back and listen and answer the questions of others is the moment which they lose control. And I've noticed that overpowering people, I guess I should classify them as overpowering and very outspoken people. It's comfort. Just like some people find comfort in quiet, they find comfort in presenting and projecting themselves in the best way that they can, in a manner which they feel comfort in. It's not necessarily bad, but I feel like our personalities are a way for us to be comfortable, sorry. It's a way for us to feel comfort. It's a bed which we can go to sleep in and navigate the world and process the different things and project the different things that we feel. It's interesting. My personality is how I deal with the things that come my way. And it's something that's always there. Who I am is comforting. I think that's the easiest way to put personality, is it's that bed that you go to sleep in. That makes sense. You go to bed every night. You know it's there. You know this is how I'm gonna react. And of course we can change our personalities, but for the most part, they're ingrained in us. And yeah, it's an interesting thing. I guess I'll end it here. Thank you for listening.